And while the oil marketing companies say they are not into price regulations, what they are involved in is advocacy. The executive director of the bulk oil company, Senyo Hosi, told Radio Ghana that civil society groups and professionals should put their shoulders to the wheel by contributing to ensure that the common man is not unduly cheated. He spoke to George Ankara.
Chamber of Bulk Oil Distribution, which distributors, is not a price-setting organization. Yes, we represent the members, and the members set their own prices. Then you have all marketing companies who buy from our members, and they also set their own prices. The only thing we can sometimes do is estimate what form prices may be and have a fair idea of what it should be. That's all. We do not necessarily have a very direct role in the negotiations regarding transportation. Our participation in that discussion would just be one of advocacy, and I think we have been on record and quite clear stating my position on that we cannot have the current prices are justified unless there's further information unavailable to us. Fuel prices are still lower than they were at the last price review, and we also have the exchange rate even lower, because the exchange rate is a key determinant on the prices of things like spare parts and all that. And I think that it's most on all of us who have a key role in the advocacy to demand that fairness brought to bear on the activity of the road transporters and to the interest and balance the treatment of consumers and the more downtrodden of society.
Now, I am asking you this because the NPA at one time explained that they were not interested in regulating the prices of petroleum products because they are leaving that pricing to the oil marketing companies. And so if you are now telling me that you don't regulate, I am at a loss as to what the real direction we are moving to.
We have a price deregulated industry, meaning the prices are set by market forces and by the players themselves. That's why the price at UBI is different from the price at Allied Oil and also possibly different from the price at GOIL. So every individual player has he or she been viable.